listening to I Love Old Time Radio with your host, Virtual Vinny.
It's a new week here on I Love Old Time Radio. Welcome, old time radio fans. I'm your host, Virtual Vinny. You can interact with us via social media on our Facebook page at I Love Old Time Radio. Send feedback via the contact form on our website at iloveoldtimeradio.com. If you enjoy this program, please consider subscribing to our podcast for just $5 a month at iloveoldtimeradio.com/support. I Love Old Time Radio produces a new show every Monday through Friday, each day with a different theme. Mondays, it's the friend of the unfortunate, enemy of criminals, it's the Blue Beetle. This episode originally aired on August 28th and August 30th of 1940, and this is The Wail of Pirate's Folly.
Sweeping down upon the underworld to smash gangland comes
the mysterious, all-powerful character who is a problem to the police, but a crusader for law. In reality, Dan Garrett, a rookie patrolman, loved by everyone, but suspected by none of being the Blue Beetle. As the Blue Beetle, he hides behind a strange mask and a suit of impenetrable blue chain armor, flexible as silk, but stronger than steel.
Today's transcribed episode of the Fox feature, The Blue Beetle, is entitled The Wail of Pirate's Folly. As our story opens today, Patrolman Dan Garrett, who is really the Blue Beetle, is in Dr. Brown's little apothecary shop for an early morning call on his way to report at police headquarters. He is just about to leave.
Well, Doc, I'll be getting along.
Oh, Sammy, I see you are in your civilian clothes.
Yes. Left my uniform over at Sammy's place to be prepped.
Anything special doing at headquarters?
No, just routine duty.
Good morning, gentlemen. Could I interest you in some very fine perfumes?
Imported, they are. Whom do you represent?
For myself, I'm selling them.
I buy perfumes only from recognized jobbers.
Yeah, and pay double the price.
All imported perfumes carry import duty, which adds to the cost, of course.
Not my perfumes, mister. Duty is for saps to pay.
Where do you get your perfumes?
Well, that's a secret, mister.
Maybe for your girl you'd like a bottle, huh?
What scents have you?
All the famous names, mister. Midnight Rose, Love's Ambrosia, Passion Flower, Tears of Innocence. I got them all.
Let me smell them.
Sure, mister. Here. Sweet, ain't they?
Yes. It seems to be the real thing, all right. What do you charge for Midnight Rose?
$2 an ounce. But, of course, if you buy in large quantities, it's cheaper.
Oh, then you have a large source of supply?
Oh, sure. All you want, mister.
Then it's smuggled into the country.
Shh, mister. Hey, the cops might hear you. Of course it's smuggled in from the West Indies.
Why don't you buy an ounce, Doc, and make a test?
What?
Huh? Oh, yes. If I found it the real thing, I might be interested in doing a little business with you.
Sure, Doc. Here, I'll give it to you out of this big bottle, just to prove everything's on the up and up.
Yes, of course. We want everything on the up and up, as you say. Here, pour it into this.
Okay. There you are, Doc.
And here's your money. That completes the transaction.
Thanks, Doc. Well, how about you, mister? You must have a million sweethearts, a handsome fellow like you.
Thanks, but I can't buy any today. Some other time I may run across you.
Okay. Thanks again, Doc. I'll be in to see you later. Remember, I can get you any brand you want. No duty, understand?
Yes, I understand.
Perfectly. And if you want imported liquor or wines, I can get them for you, too, at reasonable prices.
Quick, Doc. Phone headquarters and I'll be down later. Tell them I'm on the trail of a smuggling racket. I want to keep my eye on that peddler. His perfume smells swell, but his racket doesn't.
Herr Van Schmidt, you imported perfumes from Holland. But now you can get shipments through, right?
Yeah, that is right.
So, in order to make yourself some money, you're going to handle the goods we smuggle in from the West Indies.
Oh, but that is dangerous.
None of it's handled right. Now, look, you have a large supply of perfume and liquor on hand on which you pay duty, right?
Yeah, that's right. Too much.
Okay. Now, here's the way we handle this business. I'll set up a lot of small sales agencies to market the stuff through small peddlers.
Yeah.
You'll go on selling to your regular customers in the regular way at regular prices, including the duty you've paid legitimately.
But how can I...
Wait a minute till I get through. Now, every so often, the government will check on the amount you've sold.
Yeah, they do that.
Okay. But what they won't know is how much smuggle goods we ship into your warehouse and how much my sales organization takes out of your warehouse.
Yeah, but suppose maybe they catch one of your boats bringing in a load to my dock from...
No, they won't. We don't land our stuff in a regular way.
But where and how?
That's my secret, Hans.
But why not ship direct to your sales organization?
It might be traced back to the real source. This way, only you and I will know how much of the smuggled goods go through your warehouse.
But what do I get for the risk and the use of my name?
A cut on every bottle, every ounce that's sold. And that'll be plenty at our prices.
Okay. When do we start?
I've got a load hidden up the coast a piece. I'll bring some down tonight.
Very good. One minute, sir.
Yeah.
Come in.
Mr. Van Schmidt?
That's right.
Are you busy?
Well, I have.
That's all right. I was just going. I'll see you tonight, Van Schmidt.
That's right. Tonight you call me.
Yes, so long.
Now, young man, you wish to speak with me?
Yes, I was in a store when one of your perfume salesmen came in. He offered me some perfume at a reduced price, but I didn't have the money at the time, so I couldn't buy any from him. But I borrowed some money later, and, well, you see, I have a date with my girl, and I thought...
Well, now, how do you know he was one of my salesmen? Besides, we don't sell retail.
Oh.
What makes you think he was one of my salesmen?
Well, one of the brands he carried, I understood, was imported exclusively by you.
Well, I am sorry. You will have to buy it from the stores in the regular way. We do not sell retail. Good day, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry too, sir. My mistake. Good day, sir.
You're in your Blue Beetle chain armor and mask. Where is the Blue Beetle headed for tonight?
The warehouse of Hans Van Schmidt.
You got a clue to the smugglers?
I think so. There was a man talking with Van Schmidt as I entered his office today. He said something about seeing Van Schmidt tonight.
You think he is one of the smugglers?
I don't know. But I want to be there when he visits Van Schmidt.
I always thought Van Schmidt was an honest Dutch importer. I buy perfumes from him frequently.
Well, I'm convinced he's mixed up in this somehow. And tonight, I hope to solve the mystery.
Oh, by the way, here's an interesting item in the newspaper. Sort of a mystery, too.
And what is it?
This item here, see.
Large whale sighted off Sandy Beach Light. Several fishermen reported seeing a large fish, probably a whale, just at dusk today as they were hauling in their nets. According to their story, the whale seemed to be feeding on garbage thrown overboard from the Southern Star, which was entering a port from its West Indies cruise. Now, that's queer.
What's queer about it?
Whales don't eat garbage or refuse.
That's true.
I've got a hunch that wasn't a whale.
Then what was it?
That's a question the Blue Beetle will answer after tonight. I think the answer to our smuggling question may be in the stomach of that whale.
You, Rangon?
Yes. I got Frenchy and the Viper with me. Open up.
Very good.
I got the stuff here. Okay, Frenchy. You and the Viper unload.
Okay.
Sure, boss.
Look out for that loading net over the door. It's heavy. It'll knock you cold if it falls on you.
All right, boss.
You know why I fixed that up there?
Sure, boss. If somebody comes in, we cut the rope and the net falls on him.
That's right.
Keep your eyes peeled.
Sure, boss. We got you.
Where do you want this load put, Van Schmidt?
Put it back up those cases there. These elder stuff in front first.
Okay. Put those cases and glass bottles back there, boys. Don't break any. That's expensive stuff.
Sure.
Okay, boys. Yeah, okay.
Come on, Baker. We take this belly stuff out.
Right.
Yeah. We'll need more room soon. I've got another shipment coming in tomorrow on a troller.
Well, how was you expecting to bring that in?
I don't expect to. Not on the troller.
Yeah, but you...
I meet her out of sight of land.
But your boat, the Coast Guard may see it going out.
Not this boat. This is something special. The Coast Guard will never get wise to the...
It's the Blue Beetle.
It's the Blue Beetle, and he is going to nip a band of smugglers.
Oh, no, he's not. I'm going to...
No, don't shoot. The police will come.
They'll come anyhow, Hans Van Schmidt. They'll put you in jail with these smugglers here.
No. I am a respectable importer. These men here have tempted me with gold. They are bad men.
Stop squawking, Van Schmidt. You're in this as much as we are. Fancy?
Yes, boss, I know.
Don't move, any of you, or I'll burn you with my magic ray. All right, Blue Beetle. How much money to keep your mouth shut?
Not a cent. You can't buy the Blue Beetle. As long as there's a crook at liberty, the Blue Beetle
Frenchy.
Will...
Good work, Frenchy. Knocked him cold, all right.
Is he dead?
No, not yet.
Well, what are you going to do with him?
Keep your eyes open and you'll see. Hey, Frenchy.
Yes.
Open that door there on the water side.
Okay, boss.
All right, Viper. You and Frenchy, give me a hand here.
Yeah.
We'll drag Mr. Blue Beetle over to the edge and drop him in.
Yeah, but that will be murder.
No. Just exterminating a pest. The Blue Beetle. All right, boys. Over he goes. Now, Mr. Blue Beetle, get out of that if you can.
What a terrible fate for the Blue Beetle. Will he be able to extricate himself from the net before he drowns? Or will the Blue Beetle's crusade against crime end here? These questions will be answered in the next transcribed episode of The Blue Beetle. Copyrighted Fox feature appearing in Mystery Men Comics magazine and the Blue Beetle magazine. The Blue Beetle is on the air twice a week on this same station. Consult the broadcast schedule in your local newspaper. And don't forget to listen in to the Blue Beetle.
The mysterious, all-powerful character who is a problem to the police, but a crusader for law. In reality, Dan Garrett, a rookie patrolman, loved by everyone, but suspected by none of being the Blue Beetle. As the Blue Beetle, he hides behind a strange mask and a suit of impenetrable blue chain armor, flexible as silk, but stronger than steel.
Today's transcribed episode of the Fox feature, The Blue Beetle, is the second part of a story entitled The Whale of Pirate's Folly. In the previous episode, Patrolman Dan Garrett, while engaged in running down a gang of perfume smugglers, uncovers a clue which leads him to the waterfront warehouse of a Mr. Hans Van Schmidt for perfume. Also during the episode, he reads in the newspaper that what appeared to be a large whale has been sighted off the coast. The Blue Beetle is convinced that there is some connection between the smugglers and the whale. In an effort to apprehend some of the smugglers, Dan Garrett, as the Blue Beetle, pays a midnight visit to the warehouse of Van Schmidt, where he encounters the head of the smugglers, a man named Rankin, and two thugs named Frenchie and the Viper. As the episode ended, the Blue Beetle was trapped in a net and tossed overboard. As our story opens today, we find the Blue Beetle sticking his head above water for a breath of air.
Ah, that air feels good in my lungs. I don't relish the taste of that water. Lucky one end of this net caught on a spike. Now to burn my way out of this net with my magic ray. And now the Blue Beetle will fly again.
Doc, why Danny hasn't been in. He usually drops in here at night, don't he?
Yes, but he said something about having a date tonight.
Oh, don't tell me he's got a girl, Doc.
Well, he's old enough to have one.
He is at that. But somehow, Danny ain't much for the ladies. Now, when I was his age,
excuse me, Mannigan, there's someone out front in the...
Well. If it ain't the Blue Beetle himself.
Well, yes, it does seem to be.
I'm looking for Dan Garrett.
Now, ain't that something? Well, Mr. Blue Beetle, if you'll come down to police headquarters with me, I'll...
Thanks, Mannigan, but I'm busy. Some other time,
sir. Come on now, no fooling. It's the law that's speaking.
Put away your gun and handcuffs, Mannigan. I've got important news for Garrett. There's a chance for him to catch some smugglers.
Smugglers, is it? And why won't I do?
Can you fly a plane?
Well, I've flown him some, but Danny's better. He's an expert.
All right, then. When you see him, tell him to be cruising around in a plane offshore tomorrow at dusk. Tell him the Blue Beetle says to be on the lookout for a strange trawler off the coast. And also to keep his eyes open for a whale.
Gave Mannigan the surprise of his life last night, Daddy, when you appeared as the Blue Beetle.
Yes, didn't I?
And that was fast thinking on your part, saying you were looking for Dan Garrett.
Poor Mannigan. He'd love to arrest the Blue Beetle and take him into headquarters.
Yes, he would.
But he's an honest officer of the law, and he's brave.
Hey, hello there, Danny.
Speak of the devil, and he's sure to appear.
Hello, Doc.
Hello, Officer Mannigan.
Say, Danny, who do you think I was talking to last night?
Some of your departed ancestors, I suppose. Were they complaining of the heat?
Ah, it's full of wisecracks you are this day. Well, they wasn't talking to me, dear departed ancestors, and it ain't hot where they're sleeping. Lord rest their souls.
Then with whom were you talking, Mike?
With the Blue Beetles.
Oh, you're chumming around with him, are you?
Ah, don't be silly. I'd have pinched him if he hadn't given me a hot tip on a bunch of crooks.
Ah, what did he have to say?
Well, you come along with me and I'll tell you.
Where are we going?
We're going for an airplane ride.
And what will we be doing in an airplane?
We're going fishing.
Fishing?
Yes, fishing for whales.
What's that streak in the water down there to the left, Mike?
Well, that must be the whale the Blue Beetle told me about.
He's heading for Dead Man's Bay.
Yeah.
Let's follow him. I have a hunch if we capture that whale, we'll also capture a band of smugglers.
Well, your hunches are usually right, Danny.
Look, he's heading inshore.
Well, he'll run aground in there.
No, I don't think so. Pretty deep in that cove of Pirate Folly.
And what's Pirate's Folly?
The ruins of a castle built years ago by a pirate chief on those cliffs down there.
Well, what do we do now?
You think you can fly this plane back to the field?
Yes, sir.
Well, you take the plane in, Mike, and bring a squad out here.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm gonna bail out with my parachute.
Yes, but you're liable to be killed on them rocks below.
That's a chance I'll have to take, Mike. So long. This is going to be a whale of a job if it turns out the way I think it will.
These ruins would make an excellent hideout for smugglers. Natural caves and stone passages. I'll chance my flashlight.
Well, this is a surprise. A mammoth cave with a lake in the center, under the ruins of Pirate's Folly. This is the smuggler's hideout, all right. Here's cases of bottles and large flagons of perfume piled high against the wall. Those must be barrels of oil and gasoline over there. What a place. Water tastes salty. This lake must have an underground outlet to the sea because there are marks of the tide on the beach there. Uh-oh. There's a ripple on the water. It looks as if old Mr. Whale has come to rest. He's coming to the surface. Just as I suspected, a small submarine with a searchlight on its nose. That's the whale that follows incoming ships and gobbles up whatever's thrown overboard. A very ingenious device for landing contraband cargo. Ah, they're opening the conning tower now. Here comes the showdown. I'll just unscrew the cap from this barrel of gasoline in case of an emergency.
Cover the ground, McGowan. We won't be needing to go high powers.
Hey, boss, look! It's the Blue Beetle.
It can't be. The Blue Beetle's dead. We drowned him last night.
That's what you think, Rankin. It'll take more than you and your thugs to drown the Blue Beetle.
Piper, the machine gun.
I wouldn't advise using that, Rankin. There's gasoline and oil in these barrels here. If I should upset one of them, this lake of water would become a lake of fire with one blast of my magic ray.
Ah, you're bluffing, Blue Beetle. You wouldn't dare. You'll be caught soon.
You forget, Rankin. I'm at the only exit left except the underground tunnel to the sea. Your little submarine is grounded now.
It's three against one, Blue Beetle. You can't win.
Think so? Make one false move and see what happens. The police will be here shortly, and you and your gang of smugglers will be on your way to jail.
Aye, let's give it to him. Take the chance, boss.
I don't like cops, and I don't like the Blue Beetle. I'm joking.
You asked for it. Here goes. That will teach you not to doubt the word of the Blue Beetle.
What will we do, boss? The fire is coming out to the boat.
Go below. Close the hatch and make Mr. Burns part of the submarine until the fire burns out.
Okay.
But first, toss the Viper overboard. He brought this on us.
Oh, no, you don't. You don't toss me overboard. I got the gun and I'm going to use it. And from now on, I'm running this racket.
Well, fortunately, the barrel of gasoline I tipped over and set afire burned itself out on the surface of the water without setting the other barrels afire. But it burned long enough to keep the Viper trapped until Mannigan and the others arrived. They arrested the Viper and confiscated the cargo of the submarine.
What about Rankin and Frenchie?
Dead. Both shot by the Viper.
And Hans Van Smith?
He's in jail.
Well, how did you, as the Blue Beetle, manage to escape Officer Mannigan and the other police officers?
I managed to reach the surface and put my police uniform back on over my Blue Beetle costume before they arrived.
Well, it certainly was a thrilling experience.
Yes, it was, Doc. It's also rather tough on Ben Schmidt. He was a respectable businessman until he got involved with Rankin.
Yes, it is tough. Oh, excuse me, Danny.
Hello? Oh, yes, Mannigan. All right, I'll tell him. Goodbye.
Danny, Mike Mannigan says the commissioner wants to see you both first thing in the morning.
Ah, that's fine. Maybe you'll have a new assignment for the Blue Beetle.
So the Blue Beetle chalks up another victory in his crusade against crime. The moral of this story is, evil companions can bring honest men to disaster. Choose your friends and companions wisely. What new adventures await the Blue Beetle in his next campaign against the forces of evil? This question will be answered in the next transcribed episode of the Blue Beetle.
Thank you.
Beetle is a copyrighted Fox feature, appearing in Mystery Men Comics Magazine and the Blue Beetle Magazine. The Blue Beetle is on the air twice a week on this same station. Consult the broadcast schedule in your local newspapers. And don't forget to listen in to the Blue Beetle.
You're listening to I Love Old Time Radio with your host, Virtual Vinny.
Welcome back. You know, I think it was very clever of the Blue Beetle to ask for Danny and to instruct word to be passed on to him about flying a plane. It really goes a long way to help hiding his identity. Oh, and whales are not fish. And that's going to conclude our show here on I Love Old Time Radio. This program can be heard on Spotify, Apple, or Google. We're also on Stitcher, Amazon Music, and iHeartRadio, or by listening right from our website at iloveoldtimeradio.com. If you enjoy our program, please make sure you rate and review wherever you listen to this podcast. If you'd like to help support this show, you can do so by visiting iloveoldtimeradio.com/support. Tomorrow we'll play a new episode of My Favorite Husband starring Lucille Ball, and join us back next Monday for some more with The Shadow. For iloveoldtimeradio.com, this is Virtual Vinny signing off.